Hey, hello everyone. Welcome back to the Slack in the No Call. I'm Walter McFashion, manager of customer support, and I should be joined out there. I'm actually at home right now, but on the line with me should be Sammy Shoup, my cohort for this. Sammy, you out there?
I'm here. Yep, I'm here.
Oh, good. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, you sound great.
Perfect. All right. Well, we're just going to jump in. Again, guys, we're here. We do this call the first and third Tuesday of every month, and it's just to get everybody up to speed and on the same page on what issues are out there that the field is facing, and we want to make sure you have the right answers, make sure support is also giving the right answers so we're all on the same page. So, as always, I'm going to have Sammy jump in with some marketing things. Then I'm going to talk about a couple IT updates that have happened and some things coming up. So, Sammy, take it away.
All right, you got it. The first thing we want to talk about, obviously, is last night Cody announced that our convention theme has changed. We are changing, or we have changed the theme from Elevate to the One Thing. This is more in alignment with where our company is at and the direction we're going in the future with Cody and Greg now steering our ship. So it felt like a good time to make the change and make our theme more cohesive with what we're focused on as a company and what, you know, what we do as a company and the feelings that we want out there. So if you had a chance, make sure you go into the official Send Out Cards group and watch Greg and Cody's presentation from last night. So that would be March 18th. It's a really good video for everybody to kind of understand where we're going with both the CEO and the CVO in their respective positions and how that's kind of affecting Send Out Cards to go forward. So you'll make sure you want to see that. In addition to that presentation last week, so March 11th, we had another SOC Weekly Facebook Live in the official group. That was Cody and Jody. They talked about the history of Send Out Cards, the heart of Send Out Cards, why we do what we do, where we're going. And this week, Greg and Cody focus on the business and the business side of what we do and how we're going to move forward in the future. So I would just highly encourage everybody to go and check out those two videos. You get a lot of information, a lot of direction, just a lot. There's so many little things that you get from watching those videos. So make sure you go check that out. We have our Promptings Academy in Houston coming up this weekend. So really quickly, in just a few days, we did just get word that this event in particular for the Houston area, it has been qualified as a continued as education unit for 5 units for any realtors that are in the Houston area. So again, we recommend that you let your people know if you have any realtor friends in the area. This would be a really great opportunity for them to come and not only learn how to help out their bottom line in their business, but also to get them those extra, those continued education hours. So that's pretty cool. We have a new page that's available through our resource center that's called the Send Out Cards. The Send Out Cards Update Archive. On this page, we go ahead and put down all of our updates, all of our most recent articles sent out through the SOC update, basically all of the things you need to know to stay up to date with everything going on at Send Out Cards. So we're continually adding things to this page, taking things down, updating it to reflect the most recent information, all sorts of different things like that. So, again, that's a new resource that we've created, so make sure you take a few minutes to check that out. One thing I will say again, we talked about this the last time, but I just want to make sure that everybody knows to listen to the recordings of this call. You'll visit the Send Out Cards Weekly archive in the Resource Center. So, again, sendoutcards.com/resources. You can find the direct link to the call archive, you can find the direct link to the SOC updates archive, and then direct links to many different resources that you may need as you're building your Send Out Cards business. So again, resource centers, just resource centers, a really great resource. No way. So make sure you check that out. Spend some time there. It'll help you out. We've still got our 30-night card challenge going on. We've made some trackers available for everybody to keep, you know, make sure you're being held accountable. And everybody in our marketing department, most of the people in support, we're all using these trackers that keep track of who you send your card to every day. Just, again, it helps you have the challenge stay top of mind. Makes you get that card sent, you know, right at night before you go to bed. So check those out. Let's see. I think as far as marketing, that's pretty much where we're at right now, Walter. I think I'm going to tee it back up to you, bud.
Okay, actually, I have a question for you. I know we have the Prospects Academy in Houston. There's an event coming up in Bozeman. What's that?
Oh, that's our relationship marketing tour. So we've got our Promptings Academies that we have happen, and then we've got our relationship marketing tour. The first place we're stopping is in Boston on April 18th, but then on May 9th, we're actually going to Bozeman, Montana. So we'll have both of those events coming up in April and May, and that's where Cody Bateman, Jordan Adler, we like to partner up with BNI as well. They walk you through the importance of relationship marketing, and how to make sure your business stays top of mind with your customers or potential customers. So that's the other type of event we do.
Excellent. Excellent. And then one other thing, talk a little bit about the some of our mini series, the mini videos that we have out there.
Oh, so these are called the Heart of Sent Out cards. Again, in the Resource Center, it's one of the very top icons that you can choose. Each month we put out a Heart of Send Out Cards video that talks about or shares stories that we've heard from people on how cards have made a difference in their lives. So we use those to make videos that you can share on your social media, just to let people know what you do, kind of what's going on in your life, things like that. And then we have our mini-series that we share each week, highlighting a different action or feeling that being involved with Send Out Cards brings you, and different things that you can do in your community just to help other people and really kind of reach out and make more of a community, you know, make more of an outreach to your community around you. So we've got that going on as well.
Cool, cool. Thank you very much. Hey, guys, cover a couple IT things. First and foremost, a week or so ago, we did an update to the system with our address verification piece. So before, if you had a card that got held for address verification, you could go in and click the no changes, I have verified this address is correct, that card would ship. The problem was, if you sent another card to that same address, you'd have to go back, click the no changes, and keep doing that each time. Well, we updated the system, so once you click on the no changes, that address will actually be updated in your relationship manager. So next time you send a card, you will not have to go through the verification process. So we just want to make that a whole lot easier for you. Now things coming up, actually things out there. For your referral partners, if you go to your Revolution office and click on orders, the order tab at the top, you'll notice you have a new view. So orders are now listed in like a spreadsheet format. So you can go in, just look at things easily. You can actually export the information to the CSV file, so you can sort it. And also, each of the invoices has a view button next to it where you can view an actual invoice itself. It has a smart card on it and has all the information. You can print those out to use for whatever reason you may need it. So nice new clean look, easy to review, easy to get the information. One thing I wanted to mention, too, is all the orders that you see from March 9th through today and going forward have complete information. Anything prior to March 9th, possibly if it had tax or some other items, it may not be complete. So make sure you look at that closely if you need to use that information for taxes or other reasons. So that's out there. We're working on the same type of view for our customers. So hopefully this week we'll get something released for customers so they can go in and view their own invoices as well. What else we have coming up? Sometime this week, we look to, again, for your relationship partners, those who need to renew the annual renewal, you've had to call in and have support do it. So we're going to put a little button out there in your account, under account, so you can do it yourself. That's being worked on, and we should have that out there by the end of the week. And then we're looking by the end of April to do a whole new overhaul to the card editor. One of the biggest things or the most common complaints but concerns that people have mentioned to us is the fact that sometimes the card editor, when you're actually making your card, it's hard to see the information. It's so small. So we're looking to change that. We're making things bigger. We're making the whole card-making experience easier. So that is coming by the end of April. So look out for that. Look out for more announcements. And those are the real main things that being worked on right now. Don't think there's anything else that we want to throw out there. Tammy, can you think of any other IT stuff?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay. Well, let me talk about support for a while. So, guys, hope you've noticed if you called in, support is going strong. Our hold times are very low. Just yesterday, a typical Monday of the highest call volume day, we were down to under a minute in hold time. So we're out there ready to help you. Give us a call, just a chat or an email, and we'll jump right in with you. So other than that, I think that'll do it for this week. Again, remember that we do this call every first and third Tuesday of the month, so I think that puts us back at April 2nd for the next call. So jump in. If you are not able to join us live, these are recorded in the Resource Center, so you can listen to them or have your downline, jump in and listen to them online. And other than that, I think we're good. We will talk again in a couple of weeks. Same bad chime, same bad channel. Bye, guys.
Bye.